Crossover. No, not the move a basketball player uses to try to get to the hoop. And definitely not what you do with an international boundary when driving from the U.S. into Canada. Crossover, here at the legislature, is a self-mandated cutoff for legislation to cross over from one chamber to the other.
I think it's sort of chaos by design, and we always end up rushing through bills that are very problematic. And Democrats did it too. I'm not going to fault just Republicans.
Pricey Harrison is a Democratic House representative from Guilford County. On Tuesday afternoon, she stepped out of a Judiciary Committee meeting to chat briefly. That group was taking up 19 pieces of legislation, several of which are controversial.
Last night, I received something like 1,700 emails related to one of the bills on the calendar related to economic terrorism. It's quite overwhelming. It's difficult to be prepared. You get the drafts of the new bills, at least we're getting them the night before now, but the chance to review for five different committee meetings, something like 20 to 30 different bills. It's a long night, long days.
Harrison says that economic terrorism bill is similar to legislation filed in nearly 20 other states. It aims to increase criminal penalties for those participating in large civil demonstrations. Opponents say it is in response to Black Lives Matter protesters. It was voted down in committee today and is, for now, dead. Other controversial bills on the move are dealing with, among other things, elections, rural broadband, class sizes, developer impact fees, and even one on farm waste.
What this means is you just don't get the kind of scrutiny you need on a bill that's got some problems and has a negative public impact and the public not even have a chance to weigh in.
That's probably not a good way to deal with public policy and probably should be undone as at least in part of a holistic change of the legislative process that we have.
Joe Stewart is executive director at the North Carolina Free Enterprise Foundation, a nonpartisan research and education group. He's also a former lobbyist and chief deputy state treasurer.
It is a vestige of a bygone era, and it creates a certain kind of dynamic within the legislative process that perhaps separates the sheep from the goats. But it is an artificial barrier nonetheless, and it creates a lot of stress and anxiety on all fronts in the legislative process. And that probably in and of itself is reason not to do it anymore.
Since policymakers convened in January, close to 1,600 pieces of legislation have been filed. If a bill does not advance through one chamber by crossover, it's dead, most of the time. If a bill has an appropriation or fee, it's not subject to this arbitrary cutoff. Neither are bills with proposed constitutional amendments. Tom Eamon teaches political science at East Carolina.
It's important in a sense, but we have a long tradition of the House and Senate leadership in North Carolina essentially being able to get their way, whatever the situation. And we had that when Mark Basnight was the Democratic leader. We have it now with Phil Berger as the Republican leader in the Senate.
Lawmakers, particularly those in leadership, have a number of other tools at their discretion to move bills forward after crossover. The most common practice is to gut and amend, a legislative exercise that rips the belly out of one bill and inserts entirely different contents. For now, legislators are cramming bills through committees and onto the chamber floor. There, most of them pass. Last night, lawmakers in the House approved nearly 50 bills and rejected just one. Speaker Tim Moore offered this afterward.
We don't fail very many bills, but there you go. There's one. But it's crossover week. Who knows what will happen this week?
What we expect is that dozens of additional proposals, some controversial to be sure, will advance today, tomorrow, and deep into the night Thursday, when the crossover deadline expires at midnight. That is, of course, unless they change it. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.